Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To sign a wave of executive orders reversing the Biden administration's policies on everything from the economy, energy, and immigration. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
On those executive actions, a heavy focus on immigration and the border situation. He says he'll declare an emergency at the southern border and that all illegal entry will be immediately halted. A very, very challenging task for this incoming team, of course. He also emphasized drill, baby, drill, which got a big applause from that crowd in the rotunda of the Capitol. That was something we heard often from him on the campaign trail. He will roll back a lot of the Biden administration's executive actions when it came to offshore drilling bans.
After a bipartisan congressional luncheon, President Trump taking part in the first honors ceremony with troops positioned from all six armed service honor guard formations welcoming their new commander in chief. This is ABC News. Brutal cold sweeping much of the country, including Texas, with temperatures expected to stay below or near freezing for the coming days.
Put simply, says Houston Mayor John Whitmire,
I've been convinced that we are about to experience a very serious and dangerous weather episode.
In his city and across the state, streets are being treated with de-icing agents. Schools statewide are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. Many have already canceled tomorrow's classes because of the extreme winter weather. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A magnitude 6 earthquake shaking southern Taiwan early Tuesday. Rescuers assessing the damage and say no immediate reports of deaths. Tonight in Atlanta, Ohio State battles Notre Dame for the National College Football Championship. Ohio seeking its first title in 10 years. Underdog Notre Dame looking for its first in 36 years. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. We are currently under a cold weather advisory. Then it becomes an extreme cold warning as of midnight through noon tomorrow. Wind chills of 25 to 35 below tonight into Tuesday morning. Look for partly cloudy and dangerously cold temperatures this evening with a low of 16 below, wind chills northwest 10 to 15. Brutally frigid and sunny tomorrow, high 3, winds will be southwest 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow night, light snow likely by late evening, less than a half inch overnight with a low of 0. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 6 miles per hour. And we did receive a trace of snow today. Actually, the winds are now out of the east-northeast at 10 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 22 below zero, and our actual temperature is 5 below. And because of the temperatures, we have a good list of cancellations and closures that have been going on. So today, all after-school activities at Wauzeka Steuben Schools have been canceled, and the school board meeting will still be held. The Ithaca at Lafarge boys basketball game is canceled for this evening. The Lafarge at Ithaca Middle School girls basketball game has been canceled. Also, the Kickapoo Area Food Pantry distribution is postponed until Wednesday, January 22nd, from 4 to 6 at the Viola Municipal Building building at 106 West Wisconsin Street. The Richland Center Church League volleyball games this week have been postponed. They will be made up on February 10th and 11th. And for school closings for tomorrow, the Richland School District has canceled school tomorrow. That includes St. Mary's and Eagle Schools. All after-school activities are canceled. Other schools that have canceled for tomorrow include Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, including all after-school activities. Actually, these activity status will be announced at a later time at Ithaca. River Valley Schools, that includes St. Luke's and St. John's, no after-school activities. Boscobel, no before or after-school activities. North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Wauzeka Steuben, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Weston. Also, community announcements for tomorrow for closures, and the Richland County meal sites will be closed tomorrow. There will not be any senior dining or home-delivered meals. Grant County senior meal sites, home-delivered meals, and the ADRC bus will not be held tomorrow. The Grace office will be closed tomorrow. Those needing to talk to someone can call 608-604-8255. And bingo at Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet will be closed for tomorrow. That was supposed to be held at 5 o'clock.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Sunday afternoon, a woman lost her life in a fatal crash. At approximately 3:50, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a single vehicle crash in the area of U.S. Highway 12 and Growth Road in the town of Sumter. Deputies, fire, and EMS responded to the scene. Upon arrival, a deputy located the vehicle and its two occupants off the roadway in a wooded area. The operator, a 39-year-old female from Dubuque, Iowa, was deceased, and a juvenile passenger was trapped inside with serious injuries. The passenger was freed from the vehicle and transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it is believed that excessive speed was a contributing factor in the crash. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Sauk City Fire Department, Sauk Prairie Ambulance, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. Remembering a national champion gymnast Saturday night, the gymnastics team at UW-Whitewater celebrated Kara Welsh Night during their first home meet of the season. The 21-year-old Welsh, who was a 2023 national champion in the vault, was shot and killed at an off-campus apartment this past August. The man accused in her death, 23-year-old Chad Richards, has pleaded not guilty to a first-degree intentional homicide charge. After the competition, Welsh's family was presented with an academic certificate for Kara, and donations were made to a scholarship in her honor. The Bitcoin-friendly administration of President Donald Trump and an expanding lobbying effort in state houses could bring a cryptocurrency policy blitz in 2025. Together, they could push states to become more crypto-friendly and more public pension funds and treasuries to buy cryptocurrency. Proponents of the uniquely volatile commodity argue that it's a valuable hedge against inflation, similar to gold. But the risks are significant. Critics say a crypto investment is highly speculative with so much unknown about projecting its future returns, and warn that investors should be prepared to lose their cash. 2024 was a landmark year for crypto, with Bitcoin surpassing $100,000. On Monday, it jumped past $109,000. One of Wisconsin's most loved products is being celebrated today. It's National Cheese Lovers Day. Wisconsin is the home of nearly 1,200 cheesemakers. In 2023, the state produced a quarter of America's total output of cheese. The Dairy State's cheesemakers use about 90% of the state's milk to produce around 600 varieties of cheese. Wisconsin is the nation's top producer of several varieties of cheese, including cheddar, mozzarella, brick, Munster, and Limburger. The average American consumes 33 pounds of cheese annually. What if you were the only one in your family to never bag a deer? That's the fate that has befallen Reuben Sody of the Sody clan, who lives in the UP. Will this deer hunting season be the one to change his luck, or is he somehow cursed? Escanaba in the Moonlight is a down-home comedy written by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. Daniels grew up in Michigan and understands Youpers, Leinenkugels, UFOs, cards, backwoods whiskey, and possession of native spirits. His stage play was made into a movie starring himself in 2001. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will be holding auditions for the comedy on Tuesday and Wednesday at 6:30 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Director Andrew Sharp says they will need 5 men and 1 woman to complete the cast. No acting experience necessary and everyone is welcome. No singing or dancing required. Performances will be March 14th, 15th, and 16th in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Behind the scenes, people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com or call 608-538-3848. The annual Making a Difference Award, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio Civic Media, will be presented at the annual banquet Sunday at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. You are invited to join this year's recipients. Social time begins at 5:30, with dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. Tickets are priced at $20 and include dinner, dessert, and drink. Tickets can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Ameriprise Offices, Christie's Sunnyside, or by calling 608-604-7022. Richland County property owners, January 31st is the final due date for the 2024 real estate property taxes. Taxes are due and payable to your township, village, or city treasurer as addressed on your tax bill during the local municipal treasurer's collection period through January 31st. The county treasurer's office cannot accept payments for the current 2024 taxes until February 1st. Some municipalities are accepting online payments as an option this year, and this list can be found on the Richland County Treasurer's website. The Richland County Treasurer's office reminds all homeowners that use their homes as their primary residence as of January 1, 2024, to check their tax bills to be sure a lottery credit was applied. To receive a lottery credit on the 2024 taxes, homeowners need to turn in the lottery credit claim form to their local municipal treasurer by January 31st. Lottery credit claim forms can be obtained from your local municipal treasurer, the Richland County Treasurer website, or the Department of Revenue website. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking you to help show veterans how much you appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine's Day cards to veterans living in WDVA facilities. The first year of this endeavor, WDVA received 24,000 Valentines, and last year that grew to 28,000. Because of the overwhelming response, WDVA will be able to share Valentines with even more veterans by delivering them to 3 veteran housing and recovery program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Valentines are hand-delivered by staff, including Secretary Bond, to the veterans' loved ones and Gold Star families residing in veterans' facilities. Please be sure to mail your cards no later than January 31st so they can be delivered in time to be distributed to all facilities on February 14th. Cards may be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707-7843. Please do not include candy, food, or snacks with cards due to allergies or dietary restrictions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply for the position of 78th Allison Dairyland through January 31st. As one of the most widely recognized marketing communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, Allison Dairyland travels extensively promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. In this highly visible and fast-paced position, Allison Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivates relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and uses social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. Additional duties include developing and executing marketing plans, delivering classroom presentations, and networking with industry professionals. Alice must also learn and retain information about the diversity of Wisconsin agriculture and be able to tailor that information to educate both urban and rural audiences. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 7th. The chosen candidate will travel solo extensively throughout the state and be required to have weekly in-person office time at Dadcap's Madison office. The annual salary for Alice in Dairyland is $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave and use of a vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. Alice in Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing, education, or public relations. Applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for three professional references to datcpalice@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 January 31st. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Jeff and Jane Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 334.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel. Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, it's cloudy and bitter cold out there, with a cold weather advisory still in effect this evening, after high temperatures today scraped 1 degree. Now they're tumbling to overnight lows of 16 below zero. Plus, when you slap some feisty winds on top of that, we're looking at some dangerously cold wind chills overnight and through tomorrow morning. In fact, an extreme cold warning goes into effect at midnight and lasts through noon tomorrow, where wind chill values will feel as cold as 25 to 35 below. And while temperatures may be rising all throughout the day tomorrow and even into the overnight, we're really not going to see our high temperatures hit until late. Looking to tap around 3 degrees, it'll be a brutally frigid and sunny Tuesday. Tomorrow night, light snow moves in late. Through the overnight hours, around a half an inch is likely to accumulate and overnight lows bottom out near zero. So it'll be a light and fluffy type of snow. A few flurries could be flying around early still Wednesday morning, and we stay mostly cloudy throughout the afternoon. The good news is it won't be as cold. Highs will be in the mid-20s. Finally. In fact, we stay with highs in the low to mid-20s on Thursday and Friday. It'll be partly cloudy, calm on Thursday, mostly sunny and rather quiet on Friday, and then the overcast skies return for the weekend. But that's good. It keeps us warm, with highs flirting with the freezing mark. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. Some low 30s are expected, both Saturday and Sunday. But we do have a chance of some spotty snow showers, probably moving in late Saturday through early Sunday morning and then kicking on out of here, leaving us with a partly sunny afternoon and a breezy one, too. It's just been a weather roller coaster. Hang on, bundle up, stay warm, and stay safe. And remember that frostbite can happen within minutes in these cold conditions, and also hypothermia can sneak up on you. Know the signs and know how to stay safe. Dress in layers and limit your time outdoors. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 5 below zero. And after a daytime high of 1 and a morning low of 9 below. Yesterday's high was 3 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1906 was 53 degrees and our record low set back in 1994 is 34 below. Last year's high was 15 with a low of 7 below. Sunset took place tonight at 4:58 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:28. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 9 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 20 below. Barometric reading is 30.41, and we have received a trace of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 5 below. And once again, I'm going to go down the cancellations for today and tomorrow. For today, all after-school activities at Wauzeka Steuben has been canceled. The school board meeting will be held. The Ithaca at Lafarge boys basketball game has been canceled this evening. The Lafarge at Ithaca Middle School girls basketball game tonight is canceled. The Kickapoo area food pantry distribution has been postponed until Wednesday, January 22nd from 4 to 6 at the Viola Municipal Building. Richland Center Church League volleyball games this week have been postponed. They will be made up on February 10th and 11th. School closings for tomorrow include Richland, which includes St. Mary and Eagle. All after-school activities are canceled. Also Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, and at Ithaca, after-school activity status will be announced at a later time. River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John's, no after-school activities there. Also tomorrow, Boscobel will have no is canceled, and there will be no before or after-school activities. North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Wauzeka, Steuben, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Weston. And other cancellations for tomorrow include the Richland County meal sites. They'll be closed. There will be no senior dining or home-delivered meals. Grant County senior meal sites, home-delivered meals, and ADRC bus will not be held tomorrow. The Grace office will be closed. Those needing to talk to someone can call 608-604-8255. And bingo tomorrow at the Boscobel Bone Banquet that was supposed to be held at 5 p.m. has been canceled.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. And once again, I'm going to announce the sports cancellations for this evening. The Ithaca at Lafarge boys basketball game is canceled, as well as the Lafarge at Ithaca middle school girls basketball game. That has been canceled as well. And Richland Center Church League volleyball games this week have been postponed. They will be made up on February 10th and 11th. Phil Nee has a look at area high school events that are still going on tonight.
We have a full slate of events this week on WRCO Sports, and tonight there are a few games that have been called off, including Wauzeka Steuben at Seneca in boys basketball. Girls games, Lancaster is at East Dubuque, Southwestern at Fenimore, Benton at Schulzburg, Highland visits Potosi-Cassville, River Ridge at Belmont. Boys basketball, Edgewood at Reedsburg, Royal at Westby. The River Valley boys are at Cuba City, and Riverdale at Wattiewalk Center, which is coming up tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Riverdale is coached by Chris Kenyon. I ask him about tonight's opponent, the Wattiewalk Center Wolves.
I was able to run across some film, so I've watched some film on them. They like to push the tempo a little bit, and something that's a little bit rare from watching the film, it looks like they have three lefties in their top six in their rotation. So, that's always a little bit different for guys when they're going to guard guys that are left-handed. And then, to have what looks like to have three of them in their top six, that's pretty rare.
I'm Phil Nee. We'll have coverage of that game coming up later tonight, live from Wattiewalk Center.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The Wisconsin women's basketball team faces the Nebraska Cornhuskers after Sarah Williams scored 20 points in the Badgers' 80-69 loss to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Tonight's meeting is the first of the season for the squads. Pre-game for that can be, tip-off for that, I should say, would be at 7 o'clock this evening, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as on WRCE.FM and the Civic Media app. Pre-game will start at around 6:40. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the way with 34 points, and Damian Lillard added 25 yesterday in a 123-109 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. Milwaukee has claimed victory in seven of its last eight games. It's now, in fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings. The Bucks built a 9-point lead after the first period and held it the rest of the way. They go on the road on Wednesday for a game at New Orleans. The NFC North got a lot of love during the regular season when the top three teams combined for a record of 40-11. Not anymore. None of the teams are still going after early losses in the postseason. The losses by Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit came by a total of 44 points. So the outcomes weren't that close. The Packers' 22-10 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles was the closest final score. And Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson has agreed to become the Chicago Bears head coach. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press the person spoke to the AP on the conditions of anonymity because the contract was being finalized. Johnson spent 3 years as Detroit's offensive coordinator under Dan Campbell and was considered the top head coaching candidate on the market. The Lions earned the top seed in the NFC at 15-2 before getting stunned by Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders in a divisional playoff game on Saturday. The Bears fired Matt Eberflus on November 29th. Chicago finished last in the NFC North at 5-12. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Is there a chance for significant improvement in export demand for U.S. wheat? I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson from Allendale tells Brownfield there really is one big factor behind the reason export demand for U.S. wheat's maybe been a little bit slower than expected this marketing year.
It certainly is, and that's one main issue for us. And that, of course, brings in the discussion about the U.S. dollar. Of course, we more or less rally almost every day on that dollar. So our concern is that we're still restricting wheat from its potential, from its real true price potential. We'll have to wait for these declining numbers out of Ukraine and Russia, which will be seen in these next few weeks before we'll see some higher prices.
And as far as the impact of larger crops in Argentina and Australia on that shortfall, Nelson says,
Well, a portion. Now, keep in mind, as far as the overall shortfall, we're looking at about 6 million tons over these next few months for Ukraine. I believe it's about 12 to 13 million tons lower than last year for Russia. So, yes, we do have some higher competition from those Southern Hemisphere exporters, but overall, it's not going to be enough to fill that shortfall.
And Nelson says he's keeping an eye on a couple of big issues early in 2025.
You know, one thing we're, of course, having conversation with many producers about right now is this year ahead here. And one thing a lot of producers are reminding us very clearly, the story is not just going to be based on acreage discussions. We also have some forecasts still leading to some light concerns for this coming summer. So maybe we'll have a change in the forecast. We'll certainly have to see if this does a change these next few weeks here.
And ahead of the three-day weekend, U.S. wheat futures did see a mixed, mostly firm finish, also closing mixed on the week. The uncertainties over the weather were a big question mark during the session, along with the continued questions about global demand for U.S. wheat. Megan Grebner has more after this brief break.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
High prices are forcing many cattle producers into difficult decisions.
A good vac calf is worth a lot of money, and it's hard to hold them.
Charlie Bescher is a cow-calf operator in southeast Missouri. He says he doesn't think the market has hit its top.
This spring, when we get the spring flush and people are looking for those calves, I think we're going to see new highs.
He tells Brownfield, especially because there has not been widespread herd expansion. However,
we've been retaining quite a few heifers even through the drought periods. We did destock last year. We retained some heifers this year. Had plans to retain some more this coming year.
The industry will get its first look at cattle inventory numbers for the first time in a year later this month. Bescher says it's about time. For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A central Illinois cattle producer says his hay supplies are holding up through the winter. Chase Brown raises Hereford cattle in Macon County.
We had a pretty good year making hay. Putting up good quality hay wasn't a problem. Our cows, they're on some just high quality hay. If it gets really cold, we might supplement a little bit of corn.
He says that's despite the fall drought minimizing his available forage. More news is next.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Study from the Iowa Pork Producers Association reveals pig farmers are a vital component of the state's economy. IPPA President Matt Gent tells Brownfield the pork industry contributed $15.4 billion in value added to the state's economy last year.
Iowa produces 33%, so right at one-third of all the pigs raised in the United States. The biggest impact that pork brings to this state is 120,000 statewide jobs.
An extension field crop pathologist at Purdue University says the new resource could help farmers determine the best fungicide for their field. Darcy Talenko says the fungicide efficacy tool uses data from corn, soybeans, wheat, and alfalfa.
A grower can go in and say, okay, I'm worried about our spot in corn. From that, you can do a search. All the products that may have a label for tar spot that we've evaluated, what it's going to do is give you the tar spot rating.
I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4444.
Foliar fungicide evaluations. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Iowa State University recently released findings from its 2024 foliar fungicide evaluations, which is conducted on an annual basis. Extension plant pathologist Allison Robertson says six locations across Iowa are used for the trials, and she tells Brownfield the data is beneficial for corn growers. More after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
University Extension plant pathologist Allison Robertson says the effect of commercial fungicides on foliar diseases of corn were evaluated at six Iowa State University research and demonstration farms this past year.
For a plant pathologist, it was pretty exciting because I actually had disease develop at five of the six locations. So the prominent diseases that we had there were tar spot and or southern rust. And I had pretty good disease development, and that's always good because when I have disease, then I'm able to collect data that I can then use to compare fungicides based on that data, right?
As far as the fungicides that proved most effective, what were the top performers this past year?
At my locations, the products that did well against tar spot and southern rust were those newer products. So things like Dallara Complete, Miravis Neo, and Veltima, they did do very well at all of the locations and were probably arguably better than some of the other products that I tested at those locations. But I'd like to remind you that I had high disease pressure. And so I think under high disease pressure, these newer products that have newer active ingredients that are last longer in the corn tissue, that under these high disease severities, we were able to separate these products out. But generally, under the disease severities that we have in Iowa, it's normally pretty hard to separate the products out.
You mentioned that you've been doing these evaluations of fungicides for 15 years. Tar spot is relatively new. Are you seeing that some of these products are better at controlling tar spot? Is the needle moving in the right direction, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, I would agree that the newer products that we've got are definitely better at controlling tosspot, but not only tosspot, right? Also things like that have been around for a while, like southern rust and northern corn leaf blight. I had some good results with some of those newer products. So the newer products are better.
That's Iowa State University Extension plant pathologist Allison Robertson. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the beaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun sweating like a dog, so I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and at that come heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was making her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married. When I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter.
I can, but I got demons collecting dust, and I buried them so damn far down so they can't find their way back up. So don't mistake my kindness for weakness, cause I can flip that switch, and you can find out quick. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you blue. Promise when push comes to show that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Don't pull the trigger, try your luck. If you shoot your shot, better pray to God that I don't get my ass back up, cause you won't get your ass back up. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, cause I can be a loose kid. Cross the line, I'll call you blue. Promise when push comes to show that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Find out quick. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, cause I can be a loose kid. Cross the line, I'll call you blue. Promise when push comes to show that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you
That was Devil You Know by Tyler Braden on Country and Community. Before that, we had Rodney Atkins with Farmer's Daughter. I'm Tim Thede, hoping each and every one of you are staying warm. Our time is 5:51. I'll be here until around, I'll be playing some great music until we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It's Riverdale at Waniwok Center in boys action. Pre-game should start around 6:45, between 6:45 and 7. Phil Mee and Hank Bray will be making the call for that game. And as I said, hopefully you're staying warm. We do have that cold weather advisory, which becomes a extreme cold warning. That cold warning takes effect from midnight through noon on Tuesday, because wind chills could get up to 35 below zero. So right now our temperature is six below. The winds are out of the east northeast at 6 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 19 below. So very dangerous out there. If you have to go anywhere tonight, please do so with caution and take an emergency kit with you just in case you go off the road. Also, be sure to check on your neighbors. If you know somebody that's disabled, check on them. Also, your family. That's a big thing, too. Your parents or any family members that are kind of shut in, and make sure they have heat and are keeping warm. And also make sure your pets are kept warm as well. And just wanted to run down the, I have the cancellations here really quick. I'm going to run down those really quick. The Ithaca at Lafarge boys basketball game is canceled tonight. All after-school activities at Wauzeka Steuben have been canceled, and at the school board meeting will still be held. Also, the Kickapoo area food pantry distributions is postponed until Wednesday, January 22nd from 4 to 6 at the Viola Municipal Building. And Richland Center Church League volleyball games this week have been postponed. They will be made up on February 10th and 11th. And we have a whole listing of school cancellations for tomorrow as well as events. And I will be going down through those and the other announcements I just read at the top of the hour after our weather forecast. Otherwise, if you want to check on cancellations, you can go online at WRCO.com and either click on school closings in the upper right-hand corner, or we do have a story that has closings as you scroll down the page just a little bit. I know on my cell phone it shows up right away when I open WRCO, but you may have to scroll down a bit on the webpage. So you can go there and see a full listing of all the cancellations and closings for tonight and tomorrow. And once again, please stay safe.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM/FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've
It's good to see your dancing feet back out on the town. Rumor has it you've had trouble with your man. I've had trouble of my own, I think I understand. We'll put out your old flame, we'll build a bigger fire. I'll pick up where he let you down and take you so much higher. And if his memory comes around and you think you still care, we'll burn that bridge when we get there. Have us a time. He had his chance with you, now all I want is mine. Give me half an hour or just a dance or two, and you'll forget, oh, what's his name and how he walked out on you. We'll put out your old flame, we'll build a bigger fire. I'll pick up where he left you down and take you so much higher. And if his memory comes around and you think you still care, we'll burn that bridge when we get there.